9 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Friday morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Ready to rock and roll today, man. We're going to have a great time. I was sitting in with the Good Morning NoCo fellas, man. That got out of hand, Angel. There was a lot. I never thought I'd be talking about Taylor Swift so much in my life. That was an interesting segment or three for me to be in there. What I was surprised about, though, was of the four of us sitting in there in the studio when Bruce came in, I was the only one that was like not in on the Taylor Swift thing. Bruce Dick is into the Taylor Swift stuff, man. It's crazy.
She's the biggest star in all of Colorado today.
Apparently.
She's here in Colorado today.
Oh, she is now?
Physically present.
She is. What's she doing today?
I don't know. What do you do in Colorado before a big concert?
I didn't know they arrived. Like, I thought they just kind of came in.
Goes to a dispensary and chills out for the afternoon.
I guess.
Take a nap and showtime.
Wow. So that's a big thing this week. Tonight and tomorrow night, that will be the Denver situation going on. So
the Yankees are in town, too.
I mean,
it's a big night.
I'm going to watch the Rockies and Yankees.
Really?
Yeah, I will.
You're not going to just sit in your office with Taylor music Mm-mm. playing and imagining you were there?
No, because you know why, Angel? The Quest.
Because you could be there and you're actually going.
No. Yeah. Watch. You guys see me like I'm in the front
Facebook
row.
Facebook Live. What's Brady Hull?
I'm dressed
oh my
as a
gosh.
Banana and I'm like, Taylor Swift! Yep. I was in the whole time.
I could see it.
I loved it. No. You know why? The second half of the season starts tonight for the Rockies. The Quest for 100
Ooh.
Is on. That's the, you know, the Broncos moniker last year was Let's Ride. The Nuggets was Bring It In. You know, the Avs, what was it this year? Last year wasn't it Why Not Us? And then this year it was something else. The Rockies, The Quest for 100 Losses.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No, unless it was like The Quest for 100 Wins. That would be kind of exciting. But that's not where we are, and we may never be there. But I'm
worse.
Interested.
It
I'm
can't
interested.
Get worse campaign.
Yeah. Oh, it can. It totally can. It absolutely can. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We've got our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. We've already talked about this, but I'm getting a lot of play on it, Angel, so I wanted to keep going at it. Who's winning between CSU, CU in 2023? Now, this shows you, Angel, the power of the Rams people that follow this show and my page and everything. When I looked at it about an hour ago, it was Colorado 35, Colorado overwhelmingly. They were like up 70%. Colorado State is now sitting at 58% of the Hooligans are saying the Rams are going to win, 42% of the Buffs fans. I don't know if you're fans. Maybe you're a Rams fan and you're being realistic. Maybe. But 42% are saying the Buffs. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Oh, this is going to end up being CSU. I just know. I have more of a fan listener base. I don't like to say fan base. I'm not Taylor Swift. Listener base.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Not even close. Listener base is definitely more around the CSU side of things. So I'm not going to sit here and say that this means everything because I know I got more Rams fans than I do Buffs fans that listen to this show. Although, Buffs fans, you should listen to this show. Because no one's talking about, nobody talked about Carl Durrell last year. I did. I talked Buffs last year. Now I know certain media outlets are starting to get into the primetime stuff, but we've always been here, man. We've always been around.
Other medias, it's not genuine.
No, it's not genuine.
They're talking about it because it's something to talk about.
Yeah.
We're talking about it because we care.
Yeah. And how many times did I interview Carl Durrell? A few times. Like, maybe three. But still, more than probably a lot of outlets did. Maybe I have the record in the state of Colorado for most Carl Durrell radio show interviews. Maybe.
Most requests to Prime to get an interview as well.
Yeah, I'm at three now, I think.
Three a day?
No. Three total.
Okay.
But maybe we should ramp up our efforts.
Yeah.
Ramp up our efforts. Should I tell him, hey, we're picking the Rams to win. Care to comment? I wouldn't say that. Like, if we got him on the air, I wouldn't say, hey, by the way, I'm picking CSU to beat you guys. I mean, he might know. I put it out there. It's out there for the world to hear and see. But if we got primetime on, there'd be a little nerves. Would you be nervous to call him and say, hey, Coach Prime? No?
I'd say, hey, is this Deion Sanders?
He'd say, listen here, young man. My name is Primetime, like the Transformer.
No.
No, that's Optimus Prime, isn't it? Close. Optimus Prime Time.
Loose cousins.
Yeah, they got Prime in the name. Hey, did you see this deal? Are you a big fan of The CW. So this is funny, dude. I was going to ask Mark Johnson this yesterday when I asked him the question about, well, why aren't there other players in this? Why is it always Fox and ESPN? Well, what's the number? Do we know? Like, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but like, what does it take for a TV station to secure a deal to play college football games? And it's like, it's a crazy amount, right? We're talking lots of millions of dollars. And so Mark was like, I heard 40 million or 40, yeah, something like that, 40 million. I don't know what the numbers are.
Perspective here, the Big Ten announced a 7-year, $8 billion television deal that will place its best games on Fox, CBS, and NBC.
$8
billion?
Billion. How much do you think the CW deal is? That's, $8 billion. So my thing was, why couldn't it be, not the CW, that wasn't the first thing that came to my mind, but it's like, why doesn't TBS get in on this? TBS is, like, why wouldn't TBS do it? TNT plays basketball games, they have playoff games and hockey playoff games on there. Why couldn't they secure some deals? Have you ever watched? I've never watched a college football game on TNT. Why couldn't they secure some kind of a deal? I'm just asking. I don't know the ins and outs of the contracts and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see, like, in terms of, like, the XFL or USFL and other football, you'll see that on, like, Fox. I know ESPN Plus had a deal with the XFL. With the Pac-12, it's interesting with all these, when there's other, you know, players in your division, at least Division One, and specifically the Power Five, there are two conferences that are going to get the biggest TV deals.
Yes.
It's the Big Ten, it's the SEC.
Right.
Now who's going for third? Is it the ACC? I haven't heard anything about them. Is it the Big 12? They look like the biggest movers right now.
They really
and if
do.
If they go get CU and Arizona or Utah,
lights out.
They are the third big
they're
conference.
They're third, and they're going to move. They won't ever surpass. Well, they could, but they won't surpass SEC anytime soon.
So we'll go from Power 5 to Super 3.
Yeah. And that could be what it gets to. That could be where we're headed.
And then where's the Mountain West and Pac 12?
And some kind of secondary thing. Like,
they'd be the fourth. If you say, hey, we got to just merge it and get at the table or we're going to be gone.
They get, like, the Mountain West dissolves, maybe? Because
they just merge with whoever's left.
I guess. Because Mountain West, you can get, you can watch more Mountain West games than you can Pac-12 games on a regular basis.
The combined market of Mountain West and Pac-12 is bigger than them separate.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bigger region, and you have control over all of that, everything west of Nebraska.
So this fall, the ACC will begin airing football and basketball events on the CW network, a new addition to the league's Saturday broadcast schedule. Yes, more options. I don't care if it's on the CW or the History Channel. I just want to be able to watch football.
I don't imagine those are primetime games. When I hear CW and, you know, Saturday slates, I hear those are your 10 a.m., 11 a.m. kickoff games.
So they'd be in contention with what you've already got on the big networks,
you know,
too.
The game that's coming on right after game day, you have the CBS early game. If Notre Dame is playing a morning game, it'll be on NBC. So that seems more towards the early window of games.
So you got the ACC getting this done. The CW has secured the rights to 50 ACC games. So 50 ACC games. How much does that cost?
Is that just one sport? Or
it's football and basketball mixed together.
Ooh, men's and women's?
It just says football and basketball events. I would imagine it's men's. Okay. Maybe a couple of women's games.
Maybe like, you get three or four football games and 46 basketball games?
I don't know. What depends on which way they're going here. 50 ACC games beginning September 9th. They're going to have Pitt's football game against Cincinnati. That'll be their first game. Here we go. 13 ACC football games will air Saturdays on the CW, which will broadcast 28 ACC men's and women's basketball games throughout December. Just read the fourth line, Brady. Come on. January and February, the ACC will have men's basketball doubleheaders on the CW every Saturday.
Ooh. Okay.
And women's basketball doubleheaders on Sunday afternoons. Hmm. That's kind of cool. So, so Raycom Sports was the one that was like sub-licensing ACC events for ESPN. I don't know how all that works.
Because ACC has their own network on ESPN.
They do. But Raycom Sports was like in this. They sold their rights to the CW, but will continue producing them. So Raycom Sports will continue to produce these ACC events. Interesting. CW has not aired college sports events, but as Brian noted on Good Morning NoCo, it's the exclusive home for LIV Golf.
Ah.
That's okay. Where that money came from then, right? Okay. I'm just curious, like, what does 50 ACC games cost the CW to get those rights to those games? I mean, if you're saying it's how many billion for...
Eight. And the SEC's re-up till 2034 with ESPN is about 7 from when they re-upped it.
Wow. I mean, what are we talking with the ACC then for 50? It's not going to be a
3-4.
Dang. That's crazy. That's a crazy amount there. So Raycom Sports again sold its rights to the CW, but they'll continue producing them. So they'll still be involved. They were already producing ACC games with ESPN and stuff. So
another scale, the Mountain West deal with CBS and Fox, $270 million. So they're under that billion mark.
Yeah, so I was wondering if, because ACC is a Power 5, but like, is it still
Clemson,
in that billion?
Florida State, Miami, Boston College. It's a very top-heavy conference.
And those will be a lot of where we're seeing a lot of these games on the CW.
Mm-hmm. Like your Wake Forest and Syracuse.
So like, why wasn't the Pac-12 did the Pac-12 make, because I never heard the CW. Did you? With the Pac-12?
No, I always heard Apple TV.
That's the main one I kept hearing, streaming service. See, the CW is way better than anything you're going to get just via streaming.
So is this telling the Pac-12 your product is not worth investing in? As it is right now, or what it's going to be in a few years when your two big teams leave?
Yes, but is it also, like, did the Pac-12 ever get to the table with the CW?
Well, there's so much uncertainty with that conference on its own. You already got two members out. CU is potentially out. Who was it? Arizona or Utah, one of those schools, potentially moving to the Big 12. Who leaves? Who comes in from what conference? Or does the Pac-12, can they even put a deal together to put on the table in front of a TV network and say, here's what we can offer you?
Yeah. Well, and how much money? So the ACCs are still going to, they're still going to continue airing. They're going to have games on their network or whatever that's on ESPN. They're still going to have games there, too. So this is just another.
It's like an exclusive package, kind of.
Hey, it's all about eyeballs. As many opportunities as you can get to have people watch your games and view your games. That's what it's all about. And now you've got the CW becoming, are they becoming a player, like a legitimate sports player in this? That's what's going to be interesting. Like, I don't know why, like, TBS and TNT don't get involved. Is there just not enough money? Isn't Turner, what does Turner have? Is that TNT? This is what's so crazy. You need more players, man. I mean, with so much college football, that's how you really grow the sport even more. And again, the sport doesn't need grown. It just needs to be spread out. That growth needs to be spread out outside of just the top Power 5 schools.
Yeah, so the Turner Network owns TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Get them in!
So those three channels, that you'll see them do the March Madness weekends. That's their exclusive deal for them is March Madness.
And it's great.
Do they not make enough money from that to justify a college football deal?
I guess not. And the CW, I mean, maybe they made money because of LIV. Is LIV Golf paying for that? Are they paying the CW?
Is this going to create a trend where you're just paying for a package of games instead of exclusive rights?
You're paying for a package of games. I just don't think you can lock yourself out anymore and say, no, we're only going to be exclusive to this network. Because, again, people's watching habits, giving them options to watch different games. I mean, that's what people want, is they want options. That's why the NFL Sunday Ticket is so popular. Going to YouTube TV now, right? Mm-hmm. People want to have the option. The NFL, we'll see how this YouTube thing works out for them. I don't know. That's interesting. But I just don't think you're going to be looking at, you're not going to see a lot of like exclusive rights on these TV deals going forward. I'll be curious to get like Brian Howell's thoughts on this, because he's been covering this stuff. Because I think it's really fascinating to see like how this is going to go, with the CW being the first domino. Does Turner get involved? That was going to be my question to Mark, was like, where's TBS? Because when you think of the big networks that have games that we like, TNT has the best basketball NBA coverage. Mm-hmm. I love their basketball coverage. Runs circles around the ESPN's coverage.
Then is that something that they don't want to stray from and jump into college football with big players like ESPN, NBC, and them?
I think they could. I mean, I don't know. Again, you're talking about, you got to pay talent and all that stuff to broadcast, to pregame, and do all that stuff. It's a big undertaking.
A number of ESPN personalities may be looking for jobs.
Might do it for on the cheap a little bit because, you know, they were promised so much and now they're just out. Maybe. That's what you want, though. You don't want monopoly as far as the coverage of your sports goes. You don't want that. You want to be able to have as many options as you want, as you can have available. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips said in a statement, "We're thrilled to be adding the CW to our weekly television lineup for ACC football and basketball games. The CW's national distribution will directly benefit our student athletes, teams, alumni, and fans. We appreciate ESPN and Raycom working together and look forward to the partnership with the CW." So just to be clear, the ACC is still going to have their deal, because they signed that deal with ESPN. They signed like a 20-year media rights deal in, 2015 or 16? Mm-hmm. Which the Pac-12 got roasted for doing a 7-year deal or something like that.
The SEC did like a 10-year re-up.
Yeah. I mean, but if you've got the power of your conference and you're confident in that, because the Pac-12's crappy contract, that was kind of a bad look for them. That's when all the other conferences were able to jump out and start making their moves. So this is a good thing. I was really hoping, for the Pac-12's sake, that we would see something. Mark told us yesterday he didn't expect any kind of revelation as far as, oh, breaking news, the Pac-12's going to be doing this, they're going to be on this TV. No. It's not going to be the case. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And until you figure that out, the gloom and doom nature of Pac-12 discussions will continue. I was just looking at the LIV Golf. I wanted to see that. I don't see any numbers for that. When LIV Golf reached their multi-year U.S. broadcast television and streaming agreement with the CW Network to air its tournaments, I would just like to know more of the ins and outs of that deal. Who's paying who and how much is actually going? And I would imagine, because if you're, you know, it's so beneficial for you. It's advertising. If you can broadcast those games, you're selling advertising within those games. It's a big business. And so if the CW can really, they're not going to become a sports powerhouse, are they? They're going to see, that's the thing. You start airing these games and then you start going, now we develop talk shows and everything around some of these ACC games. And we just have our own studio guys and all that. It could be something. And I think that would be amazing if you have 4 or 5 players in the college football world. I think it'd be fantastic. 25 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out, take a quick break. The poll question is up and running at thewholeshow.com, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Who's winning between CSU and CU football in 2023? Colorado State or Colorado? Go vote again at thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Today, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Welcome back to the show. Again, this is a not fun for the Pac-12, but it is really interesting to break into this TV stuff here. So we kind of we're figuring this out as we go. So, like, for example, ESPN paid the SEC conference $2.25 billion over the next 15 years for the conference's TV rights not already taken by CBS to televise their football, basketball, and baseball games and tournaments. So the network, so we would imagine, right, the CW is paying the ACC for the rights for those 50 games, and then they're going to take those games, they're going to sell advertising around those games, they're going to promote and make probably some good money doing it. So that's the thing. And now we know ESPN's not interested in renewing with the Pac-12, and that was an issue with signing a long-term contract in the first place with the Pac-12, because the way that contract was worded and signed, it was once it ended, all the other stuff opened up, and it gave ESPN all these freedoms to go out and just do something else with all of these other conferences, which again is why the Pac-12 is in such a very, very difficult spot.
Yeah, and I had some questions because, you know, well, what about the Pac-12 network? Well, the Pac-12 network is a TV network that is funded by the Pac-12 conference. So they work as a just content provider for all things Pac-12. ESPN or these bigger networks will pay that network for their content. Pac-12 network wants to shift to a direct-to-consumer product.
Okay.
Meaning you would have to subscribe, like a magazine or a subscription, like a TV service, to get the Pac-12 network as your own thing. Well, in doing that, they can do that, but you have to have a market for it that's going to be able to, you know, supply you the money so that you can, one, operate as a TV network while also paying your talent and your, you know, equipment, all of that stuff. So basically, the Pac-12 network doesn't have enough money to sustain itself as a direct-to-consumer product.
That was one of the biggest problems going forward. Yes, they had their ESPN deal too, but they wanted to make it where we have it all. The Pac-12 network, it's ours, and you subscribe to that and you get the games, you get the talk, you get all the stuff surrounding it. The problem is, and we're seeing it with streaming and all this stuff, the majority of people in this day and age are still going to go the easiest route to watch games. Look at how many Nuggets and Avs fans did not make the switch to DirecTV because it was too much of a ridiculous hassle to make that switch. They would just watch the games whenever they popped out on TNT and all that. Very similar to what the Pac-12 did, but that was self-inflicting wounds. That was the Pac-12 saying, we can create our own media thing that's just us. We control everything, and it's ours. But the teams have to agree to give them a piece of the pie, that network a piece of the pie, and not enough people were subscribing. Therefore, you're not selling enough advertising, and it just became an absolute mess. And that's where you are with the Pac-12 trying to create. I mean, again, there's other conferences that have networks. You know, there's other conferences that have their own networks, but they just secured solid TV deals on top of that.
Well, and I just, with the move of USC and UCLA, what can the Pac-12 offer as a product? You're throwing Oregon and Washington, and you're throwing CU in primetime at them to say, this is what we can offer you.
And that might only be for a limited time.
Yep.
If the Buffs get any whiff of success.
And you're not going to get a 10-year deal on a possible 3-year contract with primetime.
Mm-hmm. No. No, no. If I'm a CW or whatever, and I'm looking at the Pac-12, and I'm going, okay, what are your strengths? Okay, Oregon, that's the big one. You have Deion Sanders, that's pulling. I mean, I saw what happened with the spring game, but how long is he going to be with you guys? How long is he going to be with the Buffs? Also, how long is he going to be in the Pac-12? Those one of the same.
And whatever he does there, does he create a sustainable culture for the next coach or whatever?
That's the other big concern with primetime. He's his own entity. This isn't, you know, Mike Bobo at CSU, who was good for a second, but he faded and then he left and, oh, everything went with him. There were carryover. Jim McElwain was really a good coach. Nick Saban's a good coach. These guys developed that base first, not a popularity contest where there's a tradition and a culture. And can primetime set up a tradition and a culture and make that place better than when he got there, where it's a place where players from all over the country want to play college football?
Not because of Prime, but because of the program.
Exactly. And that was the good and the bad and the ugly of hiring Prime, of taking the leap, which I agree on the leap. I think the leap is amazing. But let's say they find success. Let's say in the next 5 years, the Buffs have a playoff appearance. Maybe they'd even do something crazy. But let's just say the most, like, they get a playoff appearance when we increase the amount to 12. I don't see them in the four.
Pac-12 title?
Yeah.
One or two
let's
of those.
Say they do. And then Dion's gone at, you know, year five comes and he doesn't re-up his contract. He goes back into the media world. Is that place going to be still attractive? And I guess the answer, I mean, if you're so damn successful and you win and 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 you just develop this crazy atmosphere, you win so much that you got more money to pour into things. You're on different networks and all that stuff. You're in maybe a different conference. Then maybe. But you're asking Dion to... Not only do I need you to win, I need you to win so much that it's shouting it from the rooftops for the entire country to see that CU is a place to go where you can win consistently. He has to prove that.
Also, I'd like that for 10 years.
Yeah. But if he's just like okay or good even, what will that do? Let's say year one, they win 5. Year two, 7. Year three, they're like 7 or 8. And then, oh, year four is a big year. They won like 9 games, 10 games, whatever. They competed. Maybe they won the Pac-12 championship. And then the next year, they're like, oh, they kind of fizzled and they won 8 games or something. That's all good. You'd look back at that and go, primetime was good. He was in a bowl game every single season. And they were like a contender two of those seasons. But that's not, to me, good enough to sustain, like, to outlast primetime. So when he leaves... Is that still an overall attractive program to go to? That's what's crazy about this study of primetime, because no other coach has ever, we've never seen this before. We have never seen this ever before. A one-win team last year was the team for spring football. They were their team was on ESPN, or their game was on ESPN. That was the one on the best time available to watch. It was sellout. They sold it, packed stadium. Never in our lives have we seen anything quite like that. Like, do you think that Nick Saban would have packed the stadium, Angel? Like, Nick Saban leaves Alabama. He comes to CU. They have their spring game. Are they putting that on ESPN?
Probably.
That you think they are? I just don't know. This isn't a knock on Saban. I'm just saying he's a football coach.
It wouldn't get as much eyes on it because you would expect Saban to have success. You would expect, like as we said with Northwestern, well, 6 or 7 wins.
And it's not like necessarily sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Nick wouldn't go in there and say, I'm bringing Louie. We're going to try to get the best guys here to compete and try to get a winning football team.
He'd come in and be like, all right, here's what we're going to do, all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it'd just be the Nick Saban stuff. Like Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time. Who's more entertaining to listen to, Bill Belichick or Sean McVay?
We're on to Cincinnati.
I mean, that's actually kind of entertaining. But listening to a guy for 30 minutes talk about the game, Sean McVay, he was, if he wasn't going to go back to the Rams, he was going to be in the media. So that's why this primetime thing is so fascinating, because it's got a domino effect for everything else. It's got a domino effect with TV contracts. It makes them attractive, but it also hurts them because the networks are looking at it going, he either isn't sticking around, or the Buffs aren't sticking around. Either way, we're not taking those chances.
Well, it's not just TV. It's realignment, everything.
Yeah, everything. Overall.
Why is CU the epicenter of, like, the critical point of college football is the success or not success of CU?
Isn't that insane? Prime time, and I give him, like, again, I am excited about this. I am, absolutely. Football around here is going to be a blast to talk about, man. But this is, I mean, Primetime has just set himself up to be this larger than life figure. You all know, like, he was Deion Sanders. He created the Primetime image knowing that that would be something he could use well after his playing career. And look what he's doing with it. That name, that popularity that he has created has allowed all these big-name recruits to come over, has allowed all the media hype. And what do big-name popular recruits want? Hype, media, attention. And that's what you're getting with him. And so I'm all here for it. This is something you just want to absorb and take in, good, bad, or ugly. Presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. 39 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. Stop over, man. It's Friday. You guys are feeling good. You're not going to the Taylor Swift concert. Good for you guys. You're sticking around here. You're going to have a great time in Northern Colorado. Well, stop by On the Rocks Liquor and get the hookup there. They got a tasting going on late this afternoon, with Shine Shop Moonshine, and then tomorrow afternoon with Prost Brewing. Our game beer of the week is Coors Craft Orange Cream. So check that out. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, one last note on the deal, the reason the deal was knocked so bad with Larry Scott, the former Pac-12 commissioner, was because, was it 2011, the Pac-12 signed a 12-year deal with Fox and ESPN that will expire July 1st of next year, 2024. It would carry an average combined annual value of $250 million. So basically, Fox and ESPN were paying the Pac-12 $250 million for the rights to broadcast however many games it was. Something like that. It's like 44 college football games and 68 basketball games. The knock on that was look at it this way. In 2011, quarterback Aaron Rodgers was playing, right? What if he would have signed a 12-year deal for $25 million a year?
Holy wow.
At that point, that was probably the highest, right? $25 million. I don't know what it was in 2011, but it was probably up there. And you would go, oh, okay, that's good for you. You're locked up. You got that deal. But fast forward to 2023, and quarterbacks are making what? Close to... What was it in 2011?
2011, the highest paid player was Peyton Manning, $23 million a year.
So imagine Peyton Manning, for some reason, still playing. He signed a 12-year deal in 2011 for $23 million with the Colts. And he's seeing Patrick Mahomes is what? Is he at 50 or is it 40? I'm making you look so many things.
It was 50 and then it went down to 40-ish.
Okay, so mid-40s, rounding up, getting close to 50s. That would be a bad look on that quarterback. It's like a Scottie Pippen type deal. It's like, I signed a 12-year deal. Even though $23 million was the best thing in the world at the time, if I use my brain and my agents use their brain, we would navigate and look ahead and go, no. In 3 years, it's going to be at 30. In 4 and 6 years, it's going to be at 35. In 8 years, it's going to be at 40. And then blah, 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 blah. So no, sign a 2-year deal for $23 million. Or sign a 4-year deal for $23 million, something like that.
You're losing the potential value of your product.
And in this day and age, from 2011 to 2023, I think we can all agree college football, the Power Fives at least, and maybe not the Pac-12 as much, but the Power Fives have grown. So it would have been smarter for the Pac-12 to go 5-year deal with ESPN and Fox for $250 million, which would have gone 2011 to 2016. You take that money, and you're doing something with it, but you're also renegotiating in year 3 to, okay, let's sign another 5-year deal. But because what did you say the Mountain West deal was? It's like
270.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's insanity.
Another comparison, just around that same time in 2011, the NFL signed a TV deal worth $27 billion.
That shows you the difference right there, doesn't it? But that would have been the smartest thing to do. Sign a five-year deal. Year three, you're negotiating. Hey, we're seeing everything grow, blah, blah, blah. The going rate's going to be this now. But the Pac-12 banked on, let's lock up this adorable little contract with ESPN and Fox. And by that time, the Pac-12 network is going to be an absolute powerhouse, and we won't even need them. That was the plan. They put so many eggs into the Pac-12 network basket.
So I just told you that number from 2011 in the NFL was $27
million. Mm-hmm.
The newest one they just did, $100 million.
See? Look at that.
Or no, $100 billion, sorry.
$100 billion. This is why, if you were the Pac-12, these deals... This is why Larry Scott, as Mark Johnson said, this is the one sports figure, outside of doing anything, you know, illegal and stuff, that he will never... It will never ease over time what they did to a conference.
When that deal with the NFL is with CBS, NBC, Fox, ESPN, and Amazon over 11 years, $110 billion.
Well, and see, they floated with it probably, too. They weren't signing these. They were re-upping every couple of years, mm-hmm. giving you the market value. Here's what we bring to the table. We know you can sell advertisements inside these games. We know you can make money off of us.
Well, it's like they signed five different deals that all start at five different points.
Yes. That's what you do. You sign short-term deals. A 12-year deal, in 12 years, quarterbacks are going to be making Peyton Manning's son, or probably
his nephew,
and probably his son at some point.
His nephew's son.
Those guys are going to be making in 12 years. The top tier quarterbacks are going to be in the 60s and 65s. It's the way it goes. It's the economy of it. It's the NFL's economy. It's basic economy too. But the Pac-12 didn't have any interest in that at the time. They just, again, I think, and I'm going to ask Brian this. Brian Howell of Buff Zone's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. They believed that contract would be whatever, adorable. Pac-12 Network's going to be making us so much money, it doesn't matter.
So we're talking all this about like potential money and whatever. So how smart is it that Patrick Mahomes keep restructuring his deal every year to get the most value for himself while also creating value for his team?
Just another part of what his legend is, right? Because he's got smart people behind him. They're like, dude, you got to keep capitalizing on this money.
He signed a huge deal,
yeah.
But every year they go back to it and readjust it.
Which is why sometimes those contracts don't mean the world when you read it at first. He is, and I think we had some texters talking about Mahomes yesterday, like he's going to keep restructuring, and that's what he does. Brady would restructure too. He just never would sign the massive contract right off the bat. Mahomes would sign these massive contracts, take care of himself, but also figure out a way with Kansas City. They worked hand-in-hand to finagle things just enough where they can keep Travis Kelce and add another defensive star and maybe another wide receiver weapon.
How many commercials does Patrick Mahomes do?
Oh, he's on a lot.
And sponsorships and whatever. He's well
taken care of. State Farm's paying him probably just as much as the Chiefs are paying him now. It's just bad business is what Larry Scott and the Pac-12 got into. This is why when we were going off on Bruce Brown for the Nuggets, it's like, it's business at the end of the day. It is. You got to do the smart business plan. Yes, there's championships. Yes, there's success. But you got a chance to make bank for 2 years. And yeah, you stay in Denver. And you take you get paid what, $8 million for a chance to win a title. I love the Nuggets to win next year again. I love them to repeat. I can't guarantee that. Bruce Brown can guarantee that he's getting paid big time by the Pacers. 11:51 the time. It all comes back to it. Individual teams, networks, whatever. It all comes back down to the same thing as negotiations and length of contracts and all of that. 11:51 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
just 5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the show. Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is the largest privately owned, fully vertically integrated orthopedic and spine medical group in Colorado and one of the largest in the U.S. And you've got locations in Greeley, locations in Fort Collins, locations in Loveland. They're going to hook you up. That is Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. I had some shoulder therapy done there when I jacked up my shoulder for some reason. I couldn't exercise the right way. I couldn't do all the things I loved. It was bad. I thought, man, is this that bad where I can't even lift my shoulder? I can't even lift my child? So I went to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, and they got me right. It wasn't surgery or anything like that. It was just some therapy that I could do, which was relatively easy. So I was very impressed with everything that went on over there. Again, check them out online at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies at orthohealth.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Okay, Buffs fans are stepping up their game a little bit. We've got the tight-knit brewing poll question of the day firing at thewholeshow.com. Colorado State is at 52%. Colorado is at 47%. So it is a tight race right now. Who you think's going to win coming up this September, this 2023 football season between the Buffs and the Rams? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll talk more about that on the other side. Lunch Rush is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.